This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I'm joined by Congressman Devin Nunes, and we've been speaking of Devin and the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system, and the very happy gathering of people who came to the Devin Nunes Freedom Festival in these beautiful weather conditions. My goodness, it's to be envied. However, the facts are California has lost a congressional seat for the first time in history. First time ever since they were discovered by Fremont in the middle of the 19th century. Also, there's a decline in population, hence the loss of a seat, but not where Devin lives. Now we're going to go to the national economy because, to my knowledge, America's growing. It's extremely popular. People are fleeing their troubled countries to come to America. At the same time, we had a jobs report last weekend that is discordant with our understanding of recovery. What we found was that instead of the million jobs added that was expected by all the major economists, we added only 266,000, a surprise. I come to you because you and Congress are now burdened in order to do this, in order to understand what that jobs report means. The reason I'm keen on this is because the Biden administration is proposing spending trillions of dollars to help America recover. And some of that money is now said to be the reason people aren't going back to work, because the employers are in competition with the government because of those subsidies on weekly unemployment checks. How do you see it in California? Are the weekly unemployment checks causing a problem?
John, absolutely, for sure. This has been a priority of the Socialist Democrats from the time this pandemic started, was to give this ridiculous amount of unemployment. And if you remember, we started out first a year ago ensuring that we were giving money to employers so that people kept their jobs even if they didn't have to show up to work and even if the companies couldn't open. That made a lot of sense. The Democrats insisted on also giving additional unemployment. And when in this last slush fund that was created, they put it on steroids and gave $1,400, which is absolutely madness. So even in California, where we continue to lose population, lose businesses that are leaving, even high tech and entrepreneurs who are leaving, we continue to, you can get a job anywhere in this state, almost at every single business, John. People are desperate to find people to work. And it's everyone from people who have lawn and gardening types of businesses all the way up to the high tech sector. People aren't going to show up to work. And we see that all over the San Joaquin Valley here in California. And maybe it's worse in probably places like mine where we're still growing a little bit. We still have some construction going on. But I also think it's really bad. I was in Florida a few weeks ago for our policy and political conference for the Republican Party. And the state is booming. I think people are fleeing the Northeast, the socialist states in the Northeast, places like Chicago, and the West Coast, and they're fleeing to places like Florida, where you have not as good a weather as California, but a lot of sunshine, a lot of heat. It doesn't get really cold there. Florida's booming, and they are short. I mean, everywhere I was in probably five or six different cities across the state of Florida, and every single place I was at, they were hiring, looking for people to work. So you have to ask yourself, how is it possible that the unemployment is so high when so many jobs are available? Well, it's because people are sitting in their homes, and they're not going to go back to work as long as Biden and Harris and all the Obama, Legion of Obama people that are working inside the White House. I guess they just want to continue to dole out money so people sit at home. I don't know what it accomplishes, but I guess as long as you have the fake news out there and you have Facebook and Twitter and Google censoring all these people, people are just running around. They don't know what the hell is going on, except for those of us in this country that are paying attention. And especially the job creators who, you know, at some point you're going to cause all sorts of disruptions in the supply chain of everything from labor to fuel, to parts, to oil, to energy. That you're starting to see some major bubbles happen, whether it's even, you know, from computer chips to lumber. These are all things that are going through. It's hard for someone to predict and people to make the right investments, and everything's getting out of whack because you have the United States government printing trillions of dollars to make people stay home and encourage them to stay home than actually get out to work.
What is your sense of the Republican conference in the House of Representatives? Is there a change in weather to recognize that the recovery is underway and Mr. Biden's generosity, if that's what it is, spending trillions and trillions, I think it, more than $4 trillion, is news from the past? In other words, he's living somewhere in the fall or of 2020 and not here in the spring of 2021. So is there opposition to his spending? And do you believe that opposition can slow the momentum that he built up with his election?
Well, there's also it's also just flat out people being disingenuous. So they disguise what they called COVID relief.
Right.
This was the first $2 trillion bill. That was just a slush fund created for Democrats. Hardly any of it goes to COVID relief. And a lot of it was just money going out to pay people to stay home. When you have every single red state in this country, John, which are, I think there's 30 of them, 30 of the states are wide open. Many states haven't even closed this entire year. So, and if you look at the death rates, they're highest in places like New York City and big pockets in California, where we had, you know, whether it was one mask or two masks or seven masks or you didn't go outside and work, why did all these people die? So obviously the red states and the blue states have two different, very different policies.
We've got about a minute, less than a minute, Devin. Go ahead.
That was the COVID slush fund bill that actually passed, $2 trillion. We had to go print. Makes no sense. Then you take the next step that they want to do, what they want to call it, infrastructure. But when you look at the fine print, it's really hardly any of the money actually goes for infrastructure. And a lot of the money goes once again into their socialist program. So if that's what they're going to continue to do, I don't think you're going to find one vote in the Republican Party across the spectrum to vote for a what is only disguised as either COVID relief or infrastructure. You won't get a Republican to vote for it. And eventually they're going to run out of other people's money. And eventually there will be other platforms like Rumble.com where people will find out the truth.
Devin Nunes, 22 California. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.